If you were paying attention to the reports coming out during New York Giants spring training, OTAs, and minicamp, you might have heard some buzz about Jackson Dart's deep ball and some of the issues that he was having mechanically while throwing downfield. If you read some articles about Giants minicamp, you might have seen some things about Jackson Dart struggling to hit the deep ball and how his deep passing accuracy, well, it wasn't so good this spring. Well, today I want to dive into those reports and really dive into Jackson Dart, his deep passing accuracy during his rookie season, why he might still be having some issues this spring, and whether or not it can be fixed this upcoming season. So that's what we're going to be breaking into. Is this a fundamental mechanical flaw that will cap the Giants' ceiling in 2026, or is this just standard offseason growing pains for a quarterback entering a new system in year two? This is Fireside Giants presented by Prize Picks, and I'm Anthony Rivardo. Let's waste no more time and dive right in. So according to the reports from Giants minicamp and OTAs, notably from outlets like Sports Illustrated and even from Giants.com's practice reports itself, there was an issue for Jackson Dart with holding the ball too long. Some of the reports indicated that he was struggling at times to throw with anticipation and was instead holding onto the ball and then scrambling out to create extra time for himself and make plays off script. On top of that, new quarterbacks coach Brian Callahan discussed how the Giants are currently making some tweaks to his mechanics, working to fix Dart's throwing arc because he's been putting too much air under some of his deep passes. And when you hear about a quarterback putting too much air under his deep passes and having to rework some mechanics, what they're really talking about is fixing footwork. Now, this footwork was a little bit of an issue for Jackson Dart in his rookie season as well. If you remember, there were times where he didn't really fully get his feet set, didn't have a solid base to throw from, and as a result, some of those deep passes either went way too long or way too short. There was one play in particular against the Saints where this showed up. And this is something that the Giants are fully aware of. John Harbaugh has dove into the tape, so has Brian Callahan, so has new offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, and so the Giants are working hard to make this mechanical fix. But it's also worth noting that right now the Giants are working to install this new offensive system, and that's creating a massive shift in rhythm. So Jackson Dart as a rookie operated out of the shotgun on nearly 90% of his rookie snaps. Now Matt Nagy's system is going to be forcing him under center, completely disrupting his dropback timing that he learned all throughout his rookie season and all throughout his time at Ole Miss. Mechanically playing the quarterback position strictly out of the shotgun and then learning to play it from under center, those are two completely different things, and it makes sense for Jackson Dart to be having some growing pains this spring as a result. It's also worth noting when we hear that Jackson Dart is not throwing with anticipation that, yes, he's still learning the system and he's learning the route trees and the route progressions and developments, but also he's working to install this new system with a brand new receiving core because there are several missing targets in this Giants offense. They don't have Malik Nabers. He's still recovering from the torn ACL. They don't have Darius Slayton. He's still recovering from a sports hernia. And now you've got Jackson Dart throwing to Darnell Mooney, a new target, since Wandale Robinson left in free agency. Isaiah Likely, a new target. Malachi Fields, a new target. Pretty much everybody that Jackson Dart is throwing to this spring is a brand new target. So when we hear that he's not throwing with anticipation, not throwing with good timing, missing some wide open receivers, that absolutely factors in. But let's talk about how Jackson Dart performed as a deep passer during his rookie season, because this was arguably his greatest weakness and his biggest strength. So in his rookie season, Jackson Dart, according to Pro Football Focus, was graded out at 81.9 on 20 plus yard passes. That's an elite grade in their system, and it's the highest grade that he had at any passing depth between intermediate, short, and deep. He had his highest grade when passing deep. On those deep passes, Jackson Dart had a 23.3% big time throw rate on 50 total attempts, which is a really high rate according to Pro Football Focus's system. Now, the big time throws, they define them loosely as those throws that only that quarterback could make in that moment, the highest level of difficulty on those passes, and that's absolutely right. We saw Jackson Dart hit a lot of big time throws deep downfield last season, like that one that he dropped in the bucket to Theo Johnson against the Washington Commanders, and several others that are probably coming to mind for you. So when Jackson Dart let it rip, when he had his high-end explosive arm talent and he just played comfortably and threw from a solid base, he was extremely accurate when throwing the ball 20 plus yards downfield. But where Jackson Dart lacked was in consistency. If you look at the 32% completion percentage that he had when throwing deep, the number isn't as exciting. But before we really do dive deeper into these numbers, I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Prize Picks. If you guys haven't heard about Prize Picks yet, it's America's number one sports picks app. It's super easy to use. All you do is pick more or less on a few of your favorite player's stats, and then you build your lineup. That easy. It's also available in most states, including California, Texas, Florida, and New York, so you can play it from almost anywhere. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at Prize Picks and make some picks and show you guys how it's done. Very easy to do. All you do is go in here, look at some of these picks, and add them to your lineup. I really like this one about Ashton Jeanty, more than 974.5 rushing yards. I think there's no way he doesn't clear 1,000 rushing yards this season. I also think Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, let's take his passing yards. And since we're talking about it, let's throw more on Jackson Dart's passing yards in there as well. So now you guys see it's that easy to build a lineup. It's super fun. And you can follow me on Prize Picks so you can tail all of my lineups in real time before I even post them here on the channel, following along with me at Anthony Rivardo on Prize Picks. And right now, if you use code HMA when you sign up to Prize Picks, you will get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. So go ahead, check Prize Picks down below in the description box. Have some fun, build some lineups, enjoy the World Cup, and remember to always play responsibly. And the next stat really ties into what we were just discussing with holding the ball too long at minicamp and OTAs. He had a 3.53 second time to throw average on 20 plus yards attempts last season. So Jackson Dart typically does hold the ball longer when throwing downfield. Most quarterbacks do because they have to wait for the route to progress and get downfield. But Jackson Dart, a lot of his deep passes, they do come out of structure. They do come when he's extending the play and when he's held onto the football for quite a long time. But getting the ball out quicker and more effectively and being more consistent on these deep passes will absolutely be a point of emphasis for this Giants coaching staff. And it's also worth recognizing when it comes to that completion percentage downfield being in the low 30s, you have to acknowledge the 20% drop rate that Jackson Dart had to fight against on those deep passes. His adjusted completion percentage jumps all the way to 40% on the dot if you factor out those drops. But when 20% of your passes are dropped, you're obviously going to struggle to put up great deep passing stats. Think of that drop that Darius Slayton had on that deep pass against the New Orleans Saints. Jackson Dart was pretty accurate on a lot of these deep passes. Again, consistency needs to be maintained, but he also needs his weapons to do him some solids and make some of those tough grabs. So if Jackson Dart was throwing at a 3.53 second average time to throw on those deep passes last season while throwing from the shotgun, it makes sense that he's now still looking a little hesitant and taking a while to throw the ball when taking these snaps from under center. Dropping back from under center versus dropping back in the shotgun, well, you're going to naturally hold the ball longer because you have to drop back and then survey the field while those routes progress. So right now, the likely issue for Jackson Dart is that he's thinking instead of purely reacting. And the mechanics, they're being overhauled in this new system in real time, which naturally is going to tank his accuracy while throwing in shorts and helmets like they're doing in these spring practices. So when ultimately asking the question, is this a problem? Should we be panicking? The answer is absolutely not. If you had a panic meter, you probably put it at around 3 out of 10. Right now, this new Giants coaching staff is intentionally overloading Jackson Dart with maximum reps to force him through this discomfort and get him to learn this system. The high Pro Football Focus deep passing grade of 81.9 proves that the talent is absolutely there, and the accuracy is also there when throwing downfield. It just needs to be more consistent, and the mental processing needs to catch up. But this is absolutely going to be something that we need to watch for during training camp next month when the Giants are practicing in West Virginia. Are the balls going to still be hanging in the air on those deep passes, or is he going to get a little bit more velocity and zip on them? Is he getting the ball out faster, or is he still hovering around that long 3.53 second average time to throw on those deep passes? These are the things that we're going to need to keep an eye on and evaluate during training camp when the pads are on and when the timing needs to be perfected. But ultimately, guys, I don't think there's a ton to worry about here. We've seen the flashes of potential from Jackson Dart in structure and out of structure. But right now, the New York Giants, they're having him learn a brand new system. He needs to become more comfortable throwing from within the pocket. He needs to become more comfortable throwing from plays where he starts out under center. Spending over 90% of his snaps in the shotgun last season is a developmental flaw, to be completely honest, on the part of the last coaching staff. That was not trying to install a pro-style offense for a rookie quarterback. That was trying to take a lot of collegiate concepts and apply them to an NFL offense. It doesn't always work. So now, this current coaching staff with Matt Nagy, who helped develop Patrick Mahomes, get him out of the habits of a college passing attack offense and into the habits of an NFL-style offense back in 2017 behind the scenes when Mahomes was a rookie, That's valuable experience. And Nagy's going to be able to apply that experience and apply those teaching lessons from Patrick Mahomes to Jackson Dart. So this year two for Jackson Dart, it's going to be critical, but it's also going to be the year where he becomes a more professional quarterback, plays more in structure, takes snaps from under center, has more control over the line of scrimmage, and works to get his timing and mechanics down. Once he does those things, he'll start connecting on more of those deep passes. The ball will come out quicker and it'll be more accurate. And that's why ultimately, I don't have much worry when reading about these narratives and these reports that Jackson Dart was missing a lot of these deep passes and struggling to get the ball out on time. I have faith and confidence in Jackson Dart, his potential and his ability, and I have faith and confidence in John Harbaugh's coaching staff to coach him right, fix these mechanical flaws, and get him comfortable within this new offensive system. But ultimately, what do you guys think? Are you buying some of this mini camp and OTA worry, or do you trust the 2025 tape and this new coaching staff to get the job done? Drop your thoughts down below in the comment section. Definitely make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed and subscribe to the channel if you're new. And I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.